Well, everything that is regarding like the procedure in the collective agreement is done. What is not working is the salary and the duration of the collective agreement. So, you know, the government put a lot of money because all the school bus companies were in negotiation with the government last summer to get more money, and they've got more money, but they are not willing to share it with the driver. So they are keeping a big part of that money for them. So it's unacceptable for us because, you know, to be a school bus driver is to work split shift, 20 hours a week, only 182 days a year. So when you earn, like, let's say between $20 and $23 an hour, if you work only 20 hours a week, it's not enough to make a living. And with the school bus driver shortage, if we don't improve those working conditions, if you look around here, those people who are eligible for retirement, when they're going to leave, who's going to be there to replace them? The answer now is no one, because no one wants to do that job in those conditions.